It's Wednesday, February 8th, 2017 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. School choice advocate Betsy DeVos was narrowly confirmed yesterday as the next education secretary, despite deep opposition from teachers, unions, and other groups, after Vice President Pence intervened to cast a tie-breaking vote, reports Fox News. Pence's vote marked the first time in American history that a vice president has broken a tie on a cabinet nominee's Senate confirmation, and the first tie-breaking vote by a VP since 2008. Pence was compelled to cast the vote after two Republican senators, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, joined all 48 Senate Democrats in opposing DeVos. Bill O'Reilly taped an interview with President Trump in the White House, which aired on Sunday, and asked a personal question.
You get 4 hours of sleep or some crazy thing like that. When your head hits the pillow, do you ever say to yourself, I can't believe I'm here. I cannot believe that I am the president of the United States. Does that ever come into your mind?
Well, I must tell you, the other day I walked into the main entrance of the White House, and I said to myself, this is sort of amazing. Or you walk into Air Force One, it's like a surreal experience in a certain way, but you have to get over it because there's so much work to be done.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi made reference to George W. Bush as the current president on Monday, to the embarrassment of her political colleagues.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
At that same presser, Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters of California asserted that President Trump should possibly be impeached because, among other things, he has embraced Russian President Vladimir Putin, whom she claims invaded Korea instead of the Eastern European region of Crimea.
How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, and the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea? We've got to do something about him. We cannot continue to have a president who's acting in this manner.
It appears as though the Trump election has rattled the Democrats to their core. Nationwide Planned Parenthood protests are happening this Saturday at abortion mills all over the country. The World View spoke to Eric Scheidler of Pro-Life Action League about why they started these protests.
The whole hashtag protest PP effort began in the summer of 2015 in response to the undercover videos that we all saw showing Planned Parenthood officials scheming to harvest and then profit from the sale of body parts from children that they had aborted at their so-called health centers.
Scheidler says the protests are important even when the mainstream media ignores the pro-life cause.
Well, that mainstream media silence is exactly why it's so important for people to take action themselves to try to defund Planned Parenthood. When we hold these kind of coordinated events, we do get interest from the media.
Go to protestpp.com to find a protest near you. Ephesians 5:11 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. A new CBS poll has revealed that 7 in 10 Democrats believe that Christianity is just as violent a religion as Islam, reports Breitbart.com. The poll also noted that the majority of Democrats view Islam as peaceful, while the majority of Republicans do not. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said 7 confirmed tornadoes were recorded in at least 6 different parishes yesterday. The storm system damaged dozens of homes and businesses and left thousands without power. However, Edwards told reporters, quote, but the Lord has blessed us because not a single fatality has been reported or confirmed at this time, unquote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, February 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.